And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by United American Bank, your friendly community bank. United American Bank, offering simply better banking in Half Moon Bay, San Mateo, and Redwood City. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Jim Holly, and I'm bringing you another interview with somebody making a difference on the coastside. We have a lot to brag about on the coastside, and one area where we are particularly strong is in providing services to seniors. And the agency that comes to my mind on this topic is Senior Coastsiders. Coming up very soon is an event that is a major funder for Senior Coastsiders. It's called Taste of the Coast. This is a very popular event, and here to tell us all about it is Kara Smalljohn, Executive Director of Senior Coastsiders. Welcome to Coastside Radio, AM 1710 and FM 100.9.
Thank you for having me today.
Before we talk about Taste of the Coast, could you tell us a little about Senior Coastsiders?
I would love to talk about Senior Coastsiders. April is our anniversary month. We started 38 years ago here on the Coastside, providing services to seniors. Initially, it started out as a meal program with a little bit of services, and we've expanded and grown over the years to what we are today. We hope that we are a place for anybody on the coastside to call to get information, resources, services for seniors. That's our mission, and we keep working to make sure that that is happening. Some of the services that we provide are a nutrition program. We have two programs there. We have both a Meals on Wheels delivery program, where we provide a hot, nutritious meal Monday through Friday, and we provide a lunchtime program at the center every day at noon. In addition to that, we provide transportation. We have a minor home repair program, where we work on people's homes to make them safer, healthier, and more accessible. We have a care management staff that works with people to find resources and provide planning and assistance in evaluating where people are and where they need to get to. We have all kinds of classes and activities to help people stay vital and healthy. We provide space for many groups to come and provide services such as legal aid, health insurance counseling, income tax help, all of those kinds of outside services. We are a private nonprofit agency, which is a little different than most senior centers in that we are not part of a city department under Parks and Recreation. So we can focus more on human services, and that has been our focus in the past.
One little minor thing you didn't mention that I think is quite impressive is you've got a little computer room over there. And if seniors don't have connections or connectability in their homes, they can come to the senior center. Is that correct?
We do. We're actually settling into our new space. We moved a year ago into our new space at 925 Main Street. And we were very happy that we could provide a small computer lab where we have online access for anybody who wants to use it during the day. We also have right now two different people coming in during the week who can provide tutoring and one-on-one assistance. So yeah, it's well used, and we're very pleased about that.
When I took the tour over there, I saw a lot of interesting things, but what I really want to know about is Taste of the Coast.
Taste of the Coast is one of our fundraisers for the year. We have three fundraisers that provide us much needed funds in order to provide all the services that we do. Taste of the Coast is in its eighth year. It's going to happen this year on Sunday, May 3rd. It's from 5 to 8 p.m. It's a time when many of the Coastside restaurants are very generously going to be presenting whatever their specialty is. You can come, pay one fee, and taste up to 30 different restaurants' specialties in the evening. It's pretty exciting, and the restaurants are so generous in what they do and how they present it, and it's really quite a feast for people. In addition to that, we have music going on. We have a silent auction. There's a raffle. There's all kinds of things going on, but it's such a fun evening, and all of the money goes to our services.
Well, it's my understanding that you get a plate, and each restaurant gives you a little tiny, teeny taste. Is that correct?
You know, that's actually what we tell the restaurants, is they only need to provide a tasting I don't think you're going to find any of the restaurants that do that. They're incredibly generous in what they serve. And it actually, I don't know anyone who could get through all of the restaurants and taste everything that's there.
Well, I got to tell you something. I was talking to a colleague about his experience last year. And what he said was he can't imagine how people could eat anywhere near what's available to them over there. Now, in addition to food, you've got some other things.
We do. We do. We have an amazing raffle this year. We're selling tickets, and there are only two prizes to this raffle. The first one is 17 Coastside restaurants have donated gift certificates, and you win the whole package. The second prize is that we have over $1,000 worth of wine that will be in the second package, and that's about, I think it's 15, 20 bottles of wine. So there's only two prizes. The tickets are going to be $25 each or five for $100. But boy, if you win either prize, they're both well over $1,000 worth of value. So we have that going on, as well as we have a silent auction that will be going out on throughout the evening that has everything from airplane rides over the Golden Gate to, I was just looking at a quilt that someone made that's just exquisite. We have some very special jewelry from Goldworks. There are a number of really elegant items in the auction this year.
Well, it sounds like a very, very rich and generous experience for people that participate. Very good. It sounds great. So in terms of dates and places, where's this going to be held?
It will be held at our new center, at the Coastside Adult Community Center. That's at 925 Main Street. If you haven't been there yet, you need to come by and see our new building anyway. It's from 5 to 8 p.m., and we're inviting everyone on the Coastside to come. It's well worth the $50 ticket fee for folks that are under 65, and if you're over 65, the cost will be $40. You can get tickets by calling us at 726-9056. You can pick them up at our thrift store, which is Senior Coastsiders Thrift Store, at 515 Kelly Avenue, at Strawflower Electronics, or you can go online to seniorcoastsiders.org and purchase them that way.
Okay, now just in terms of placing it, Main Street, it's right across the street from the corner of Poplar and Main. Is that correct?
That is correct.
All right, so it's easy to get to. There's a lot of parking. And what time again?
It's from 5 to 8, and it's a Sunday afternoon, so it seems to always be a fun night, fun way to break in the new week.
By the way, is there any music during this?
There is. We have an incredible musician coming again this year. His name is Mike Krzyzewski, and I think he helps out here at the radio, as a matter of fact. But he is going to come and play his keyboard.
I guess a keyboard.
I'm not sure if it's got a special name.
Very good.
He comes and plays, and he is, if you haven't ever heard Mike, it's amazing.
If people want to find out more about Senior Coastsiders or Taste on the Coast, where can they go?
You could always go to our website, which is seniorcoastsiders.org. You can go to our Facebook page. You can certainly call us anytime at 726-9056. We have a newsletter that goes out every 2 months talking about the activities going on at the center as well as outside of the center, and we're more than happy to talk with anybody anytime.
Carol, one more time, the date and the time of the event.
Taste of the Coast will be held on Sunday, May 3rd, from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Coastside Adult Community Center, 925 Main Street in Half Moon Bay.
Listen, I want to thank you for coming in and telling us about this wonderful event.
Thank you for having me.
So, Coastsiders, think about going to Taste of the Coast and benefiting a very important service in our community. This is Jim Holly, Coastside Radio. Thank you for listening.
Taste of the Coast, a Coastside tradition. And our thanks to KHMB correspondent Jim Holly for our feature story of the week. For all of us at Radio Magazine, this is Jim Henderson. Thanks for listening. What were things like on the coast in 1972? Get ready to take a ride back in time, courtesy of the KHMB Time Machine, with host Cameron Palmer. Next up, on your hometown station, KHMB Radio.
You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week has been brought to you by United American Bank, your friendly community bank. United American Bank, offering simply better banking in Half Moon Bay, San Mateo, and Redwood City. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
With my grandkids, it seems like I'm always writing checks and needing cash. Birthdays, holidays, fundraisers, you name it. But with United Personal Checking from United American Bank, I don't worry about it because United American Bank makes checking easy.
Move up to United American Bank Personal Checking. You'll enjoy unlimited check writing, free checks, a free debit card, free ATM transactions, free online banking, and free bill pay. Maintain an average monthly balance of $2,500, and you'll earn interest and avoid service charges, too.
With United American's personal checking, I can bank anytime and anywhere. It's hassle-free checking from a bank I can trust. For me, that's simply better banking.
Visit Teresa Adam at United American Bank. With more than 40 years of community banking expertise, Teresa is a simply better banker. United American Bank, North Cabrillo Highway, next to Burger King in Half Moon Bay. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.